All right, here we go. We're sharing tweets back and forth, and now we're ready to shoot another or record another marketing beer cast. This is James Erickson. I'm here with Jerry Jones.
Yes, you are.
I know. We have a very uneventful introduction. Seems like kind of matter of fact. I guess that's how the whole show goes.
But not really. It depends on how much beer's been consumed.
That's true.
And you always do the introductions. Have you noticed that?
I'd say 90%.
Because you're controlling the recorder.
Yeah. Because sometimes I can get the recorder started at the right time.
Well, so we're going to talk about what right now?
You suggested last BeerCast that we talk about how PR can affect your Google ranking or your findability, your online findability. That's trademark.
Yeah, so say you need to coin that term. What is your online findability? Findability.com.
Probably taken, but.
Or findahillbilly.com. That's another one. Probably. I guess I'll explain this by giving an example of what I think findability is. You know, as the internet has continued to evolve and change, I mean, daily.
Will continue.
Hourly. It just isn't ever going to stop. There's so many wild, crazy things that people are doing and are looking at doing. It's hard to almost think about.
We were just talking about Facebook earlier on how they've added, you know, to their search function, they've added a ton of new options on how to target just within the last week.
Yeah. Stuff is just happening left and right with that. and so, I mean, if you're an active advertiser on Google or Facebook, you have a lot to keep up with just to remain, you know, competitive in the game there. But, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about paid advertising, but to me, the holy grail of the internet is organic search. And I guess,
definitely.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, I really don't know what I'm talking about here, other than the fact that I understand what organic search is.
We talk about how much we hate search engines and, you know, the internet sucks and all this, but I think we know a lot more than we give ourselves credit for,
and it's probably just from having to spend the time to do something to stay relevant.
Well, it's one of those things that there's, like, the top 5% of experts, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, and we're everybody else.
We're definitely in the everybody else category, but we're in the category.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife just set up AdWords for her photo business last week, lost. And I didn't know how much I really knew about AdWords till I started helping her out. I'm like, oh, click on this and do this, and you don't want to do that in your ad, and this and that. And I really kind of was like, oh, I'm probably an expert to 80% of the population. Even though I don't consider myself as knowing that much.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that, you know, the same experience in my house. You know, my wife's getting ready to take her real estate brokerage exam, starting her real estate business at the height of, you know, the biggest real estate calamity ever, which is perfect time to start a business.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, she has no clue. I'm talking to her about Facebook, about Twitter. And finally, I just decided I better stop talking about it because it was overwhelming her. She's like, well, how am I going to learn all this crap? You know, I'm like, well, over time. You know,
dive in.
Over time, one thing at a time. Pass your exam, then we'll talk advertising. But organic search is really the holy grail. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do agree.
I think there's a couple things that affect organic search. One is your pay-per-clicks. I mean, how much traffic are you buying? That actually, I think, affects your organic ranking.
I think probably a lot to of a certain going. Extent. If people are clicking through on your ads, you're getting a lot more visitors, and the search engines will say, wow, they're getting a lot of visitors. That must be a pretty relevant site.
Right.
What's going
so
on.
Let's increase that where they're standing.
If anything, the point of the website that you have being a good source of information definitely affects your organic search and your paid search. If it's more relevant to what they're searching for, you'll get higher rankings on your ad as well as higher organic rankings. So
that's exactly
They're tied together.
They're tied together. And so one big thing can really change your ranking amongst the search engines for your website overnight, and that's getting publicity. If all of a sudden 1, 2, 3, or a dozen newspaper websites are featuring your business for some reason or another in a newspaper article that links, and they have a hot link to your site, you can almost count on your organics ranking increasing. I mean, I saw it firsthand with the Dental Assisting School and with Soft Touch Dental. We went from not being anywhere on the first two pages to being on the first page, literally overnight. just because we had an article that featured the office and the doctor's name was in there. The doctor's name was on the website. The doctor, you know, the everything just sort of integrated in, and literally overnight we went from third page organic to first page.
That's
organic.
That's one thing. I mean, I think that's kind of scary thinking about how many newspapers are really hurting to keep alive right now, and people are talking about the newspaper industry is dying, and it is. Not dead yet, for sure, but it's dying.
There's no resuscitation for that patient.
Our local paper here is called the Statesman Journal. If the Statesman Journal doesn't exist from being anymore as a newspaper, as an offline newspaper, will Google or will the internet gods still give them the credibility to... You know, because right now, every website's assigned a certain page rank, is what they call it, and it's a certain credibility that the search engines put on these individual websites, and newspapers are one of the highest rankings. You know, blogs, not quite as high as a printed newspaper, because there's editors and such at a newspaper that blogs don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So if Statesman Journal quits having a newspaper, a printed newspaper, are they going to fall into that blog realm and lose a lot of that credibility that they have? I mean, I'm just... It's
no,
kind of
I know the answer to that question. At least right now, I know the answer to that question. The question is...
Right now,
Nothing will change. Mm-hmm. And here's why. There's one company here in Salem. It's called... their website is salem-news.com. Mm-hmm. And they only offer online... They only produce information online. Mm-hmm. And they're the only... they're getting to the point now where they're actually doing live news broadcasts,
wow,
streaming onto their site. So, like, if there's a car wreck and they show up and, you know, the attorney is there before the ambulance, they can, you know, they're showing that right
on
their
site. Give the camera to the attorney.
Not a bad idea.
Hire attorneys as your tip-off source.
They'd probably take it, too. And so what's happening is they're... And I know for a fact that in Google News, at least, they're ranked very high,
mm-hmm,
because they're specifically an online news source. They're not even an aggregator. I mean, they're producing their own content for their readers, and it's free. And there's no, their model is, you know, okay, advertising pays.
Yeah, advertising pays.
So I think that's going to be where, I mean, you know, for the Statesman Journal and for a lot of these other papers, they're best served now by focusing all their efforts online, while just sort of staying alive and, you know, killing their presses slowly over time. Otherwise, it's just, you know, the death for them is going to be unpleasant.
That's true, yeah. That's a good point. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, even the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times has considered an online-only model.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, you know, being one of the largest, if not the largest newspaper in the United States, it'd be a very... different transition to check out, but
mm-hmm,
you've noticed this switch just in the small location that we're at, you know, in the small newspapers that you've got publicity through that has increased your search ranking by that much.
It's huge, and then there's so many side benefits. It's hard to quantify just how important getting press is and being featured in the local newspaper. It's so extremely difficult to quantify that. I mean, I can tell you from experience that the number of people, I mean, when somebody sees you in print, there's different credibility of being in print versus being online, because anyone can have a website, mm-hmm, anyone, you know, a monkey can have a website, and you know, because that's the case, I think that offline printed material still carries a far higher value to really anything that you're reading online or on a website. You know, I think that's always going to be the case.
That's no matter if you have a website. I mean, if you have a website, you should be producing print collateral as well, because there's added to not only third-party print, but your own print. You know, if you're sending postcards or doing a newsletter, you know, if you're doing a newsletter online on your blog or through email, if you send a print newsletter, there's so much more of a realized value in that to your customers.
You can't compete with offline, hand, you know, postal delivered.
Well, you can even pare it down to, am I going to send an email or am I going to send a handwritten note? Like, which one has more pull?
As a marketer, I'll take anything delivered by hand.
Yeah, if it's in my own handwriting, like one-off handwritten,
yep,
that's going to be huge in my prospect's mind. They're going to think, wow, he took the time to write me a letter rather than he's hammered out an email or he cut and pasted an email that he sent to 100 other people.
You know, back in the day, we used to get... I used to get blocks of 3M post-it notes printed in my handwriting. I would write, you know,
hey, thanks for checking us out online.
Something.
Here's your sample pack.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say online. I'd just say, thanks. Here's the information you requested. Call me on my personal line if there's any question I can ask. Then you have your phone number to your direct line. And you can have those printed up, and they look like somebody hand wrote them. I mean, it's amazing. And that alone increased the response rates. And so you take a look at... You can't duplicate that online.
How I can implement this in my own business, and I'm not doing that right now. But I don't need to get post-it notes printed up. I mean, I send out maybe 2 sample packs a day at the most. And if I were to sit there, and even if I had a script that I write pretty much verbatim on every piece of paper, if I handwrite it ballpoint, pen in hand, it takes me 5 minutes to sketch out, sign it at the bottom, put a phone number on there, put it in every sample pack.
Well, James, here's what happens. I mean, if you look at the impact on the other end, when the office manager opens that piece of mail up and they see that handwritten message, they immediately stuff it back in and give it to the doctor.
It's
a personal note.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who it came from. I mean, if somebody sees handwriting, it immediately increases the value, good or bad, of that piece, that collateral. Yeah. There is no substitute. There never will be for handwritten stuff.
Well, awesome. Okay, so we've covered a couple of different topics.
Here we go.
Do this all the time. And so if you're looking for better organic search rankings, I guess it kind of comes down to look at not only online methods, but offline methods as well. Because everything kind of ties in online nowadays.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, here's the other thing. If you're sending out a postcard to 5,000 people, and the postcard says, go to emcdown.com for your free marketing course, and you've got, 50 people that enter your URL directly, that automatically increases
your
rankings. Because the search engines see that as somebody had to type in your name. They had to get your information and have to go there directly, not even from a referral.
Yeah.
So even those kinds of activities will bump up your search engine.
Well, think about it. I mean, it's one of those steps, too, that not your competitors aren't
going to take it.
I'm thinking even my competitors. I'm trying to think of all the major ones. Like, none of them do it. Some of the largest competitors, I mean...
I just can't think of getting a sample from
anybody with a handwritten message in it.
Yeah. And, I always think about nowadays, I think about larger, to me, doesn't mean better. I think of the headaches they deal with. I think of their overhead. And I think, what happened to me is I got to the point where the overhead controlled my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop. I got to keep it going because the overhead is too great for me to stop. And that kind of screwed with me enough so that now... I'll do anything.
Fair minimum.
Melody mentioned to me yesterday, she's like, if we get 100 members to ClearPath Society, or she said, when we get 100 members, we're going to have to hire somebody. I go, No, we're not. There's no way I'm hiring and going to be responsible for another person's, salary. I just don't want to be in that position anymore. So.
Intern.
Check. Yeah. Intern. Check and check. Yeah. Intern and outsourcing. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
It's gone way too long.
Well, it's far only too 13 minutes, actually.
That's way too long.
We're going to waste way too much.
That's 13 minutes and 4 seconds
too much. We
can make
these, 3 minutes long, and they would be awesome.
We get to the point quick.
So, all right. Well, this is James Erickson.
Jerry Jones with JerryJonesDirect.com.
James Erickson, EMCDental.com. If you want to listen to any of the past Marketing Beercasts, or when you want to listen to any of the past Marketing Beercasts, MarketingBeercast.com. That has all the information on it.
We didn't cuss one time in this podcast.
Fuck.
Shit.
All right.
There
we'll talk to you guys later.
We got to keep our ranking with iTunes.
That's it. Catch you later.
Adios.